I know because I speak so much. You know, you speak so much, sooner or later you put your foot in the mouth and you say something you shouldn't. And this is one of the problems. So look, the more quiet you are, the less trouble you get into. Somebody once, this was actually a British playwright, John Updike, The Secret of a Happy Marriage. Secret of a Happy Marriage is when you are wrong, admit it. When you're right, shut up. If those of you have been married, you probably agree with that. Because a lot of times, you know, you speak and it just makes matters worse, so just be quiet. Now, one interesting thing about silence, this is a very good technique when, you know, you're out there in the world and people start getting angry at you and you shout at you. Especially it might be like a partner or a really close friend. So they shout at you, they get angry at you. When they finish, do the 15-second pause or the 10-second silence. Just be silent for a few minutes. Don't speak back straight away. Because usually what happens when someone is arguing at you and they finish, then you sort of go and defend yourself. But. But if you give the 10-second silence, that pause, you're not speaking. You're giving that person who's just got angry at you a chance to reflect on what they've just done. A lot of times, you know, in that silence, they actually see that they've behaved terribly, they've spoken really badly to you. If you don't give them that 10-second silence to reflect, they never see that. So it's a very skillful means. Someone is shouting, you're getting angry at you. When they finish, you're quiet for 10 seconds. Give them the chance to reflect. And then you can speak afterwards if you want. But usually in those 10 seconds, they realize what a stupid thing they've done. Silence can be very, very powerful. So, there's an old Buddhist saying as well. It is, the great rivers flow silently. It is the small streams which make all the noise. So what do you want to be? The big river or the little stream? If you speak too much, your words are just like, you know, dirt, they're all over the place. If you only speak a little amount, because of the rarity of your words are like diamonds, they're a treasure. When I first came to Perth, I was number two monk. And that's why, just like these monks, they sit quietly. Their job is not to speak, the senior monk does all the talking. So Ajahn Jagwa would give all the talks, would answer all the questions. I was just his attendant. And then after about 9 months, you know, he went to Thailand. So I was the head monk, so I had to speak. And as soon as I started speaking, this young girl, she was about 14, came up to me afterwards and said, "That's amazing! You can speak!" I thought you were brain damaged. She said that. At first I laughed, because I was quiet and silent. She wasn't used to a person sitting quietly. And it wasn't brain damage, it was just restraint and peace. It's nice being quiet. So there's huge amounts of benefits in silence. So when you go out, back into the world, don't speak so much. Restrain. Number one, you don't get into so much trouble. Number two, when you do speak, people pay more attention to you. And number three, you give other people a chance just to reflect on what they're doing. Then not at the end of this retreat, just usually at lunchtime on Sunday, I give people free permission to talk. You don't have to keep the noble silence anymore. You know what happens? People, no, I don't want to talk. It's much more fun being silent. That's why I do that, this little trick. You can if you want to, but actually I don't want to. So you start to appreciate how wonderful it is being silent. And you can be friends to a person. You can smile at them. You have this beautiful sense of like good friends meditating together, like a group which cares for each other without having to speak. So you realize you can still love someone and care for them without words. And sometimes that's even more powerful than just sometimes words which are empty and you can't really believe. Silence is brilliant. Ajahn, why is